Good morning. A weak disturbance shearing off to our south is producing clouds, a few flurries, and snow showers across interior New York and New England early this morning. This will not accumulate, and in fact, as it moves off the coast pretty quickly, we should dry out nicely this morning, leaving us with a fair amount of sunshine for the afternoon hours. It'll remain on the seasonably cold side, with highs mainly in the middle and upper 20s, with some spots touching the 30-degree mark. Clouds will quickly increase and thicken again tonight as a deeper storm system heads our way from the middle of the country. Some light snow could break out across central and western New York well in advance of this storm, but most of us should stay dry overnight with lows back into the teens. With the storm tracking into the Great Lakes, snow will overspread the rest of the region during the morning and into the early afternoon on Tuesday and quickly become steady and heavy. Most locations will pick up at least 2 to 4 inches of snow by sunset on Tuesday, with more snow after dark. Temperatures will stay in the upper 20s and lower 30s for highs. Snow will then mix with sleet, freezing rain, and rain, especially south of I-90 on Tuesday evening and overnight. Just where the line of mixed precipitation sets up will determine exactly who gets what in terms of snowfall, but right now it looks like the Adirondacks, the Upper Hudson Valley, the Champlain Valley, and central and northern Vermont will see all snow, with double-digit accumulations likely in these areas. Still, a significant snowfall with ice will fall along I-90 with lower amounts to the south. On Wednesday, the storm will wind down and we'll see precipitation taper off as scattered rain and snow showers, with highs bouncing back above freezing and in the middle and upper 30s. Drier weather for Thursday with a mix of sun and clouds, highs in the mid-30s, before another system heads our way for Friday and Saturday with another opportunity of rain and snow, with highs in the 30s and lower 40s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, deep moisture interacting with a front draped across the Ohio Valley will continue to produce widespread rainfall with embedded thunderstorms through Tuesday from the lower Mississippi Valley to the Tennessee Valley and mid-Atlantic. The heaviest rain is expected from central Arkansas to western Kentucky, where 1 to 2 inches of rain is forecast. Flash flooding will be a threat with this event. A wintry mix is also possible along the northern edge of the precipitation from the Ohio Valley to the northern mid-Atlantic, with mainly light to moderate accumulations of snow and ice. The same storm will also bring widespread moderate to heavy snow to portions of the Midwest and Great Lakes today and tomorrow. Snowfall accumulations of 6 to 10 inches with locally higher amounts are likely. Meanwhile, a series of winter storms impacting the West will continue to bring rounds of widespread snow to much of the Pacific Northwest, California, and Intermountain region. Given cold air locked in place, snow levels will remain low, with accumulating snow likely near or just above sea level, including Greater Seattle and Portland. At Mount Washington this morning, 120 miles visibility under partly cloudy skies and 8 below zero with a northwest wind at 69 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light snow and 13 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 25 degrees, the dew point 12, 58% relative humidity, a north wind at 6 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.33 inches and falling. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City cloudy in the mid-30s, Boston increasing sunshine in the mid-30s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy and breezy with a chance of snow showers and highs around 30. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 33 degrees, the low 17. The average temperature 25, that's right on normal for this time of year. Just a trace of snow yesterday, and that's also the total for the month, which is 4.7 inches below normal. And 32.6 inches of snow for the season, which is 6.8 inches of snow below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 34 degrees. The average low, 17. The record high 59 set in 1981, and the record low 18 below zero in 1962. Sunrise this morning, 6:58 a.m., sunset this evening, 5:21 p.m., 10 hours and 23 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Clouds followed by increasing sunshine today with highs in the lower to mid-20s. Mostly clear tonight with lows 5 above to 5 below. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy today with highs in the upper 30s. Increasing and thickening clouds tonight in the upper teens. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy with light snow showers early today, then some sunshine with highs near 30. Increasing and thickening clouds tonight with a chance of snow towards sunrise and lows in the middle teens. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, some light snow showers this morning, then mostly cloudy for the rest of the day today, and highs in the lower to mid-30s. Increasing and thickening clouds tonight with lows in the upper teens. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A few flurries, otherwise mostly cloudy today, with highs in the lower 30s. Increasing and thickening clouds tonight, lows in the mid-teens. Region-wide for Tuesday, snow heavy at times, especially in the afternoon, highs in the mid-20s. Snow, sleet, and freezing rain Tuesday night and Wednesday morning south of I-90, all snow to the north, and leftover snow and rain showers on Wednesday with highs in the upper 30s. A mix of sun and clouds, mid-30s on Thursday, rain and snow possible Friday and Saturday, 30s and lower 40s, and windy and colder near 30 on Sunday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.